all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Keep moving, 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 though they're disapproving. Keep them doggies moving right. Don't try to understand them, just rope them through and brand them. Soon we'll be living high and wide.
Heart disease is the leading cause of death worldwide. Now, for the first time in a decade, there are new guidelines for preventing heart attacks and strokes. They say twice as many Americans, a third of all adults, should consider a cholesterol-lowering statin drug like Lipitor or Zocor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Drugs for dummies.
Yeah.
Round them up.
Yeah.
Get them in there.
Get Herd those dummies
there.
Lined up. I love that selection to open the show today, Super Don, because it is so appropriate to what they're doing. In fact, you know, you almost hear it's like roping them up for drugs, for statin drugs. Not enough of you are taking your statin drugs. And even in the opening, which you put in so much time ago, where you had, Dr. Oz saying, this guy wants statin drugs for everyone. And
the fountain of youth, he said.
Really,
yes.
If not for everyone, then at least one-third of all adults in America should be on drugs. Now, if one-third of all adults in America go on statin drugs, if they're not already dummies, they will be guaranteed to be dummies with no memory after the fact. And it looks like there are, what was this, a group of like 20 experts? They said 20, not just one expert. We got 20 experts locked in a room, and they go, hey, we can figure this statin thing out. Let's get... what calculation, what mathematical form? Hey, screw the math, screw the numbers. That's too complicated. Let's just give them to, you know, can we convince 33.3% of all American adults to be on statin drugs? That's what our goal is. And guess what? They figured it out. That's what this story is as we open up today's show, which, by the way, we'll go outside the box with Ty Bollinger a little later and special guest talking about boobies. Yes, that's right.
Yay.
You heard me right. Bras causing cancer. Sid Singer's going to be on. We're going to talk about that with Ty Bollinger. But before we get there, we must remove the statins from consideration so that you'll be intelligent enough or intelligible enough to understand the things that we say here on the Robert Scott Bell Show 6 days a week through Natural News Radio, naturalnewsradio.com, GCN, and, of course, all over the world through robertscottbell.com. So I've said it, statin for dummies, drugs for dummies. They think you're a dummy, that you'll fall for this if they throw enough good PR at it. Now, this story is making the rounds. Super, am I correct? It's everywhere right now.
It's everywhere. Story. Every major news outlet is carrying this story. And I actually saw this last night as I was just kind of hanging out and watching the news. And on Brian Williams, NBC Lightning News last night, he was covering this story.
He is the anointed one. Yeah, he's the anointed one.
And, you know, listen, I like Brian Williams.
The news.
I like Brian Williams. I think he's kind of an impartial guy. You know, he doesn't lean one side to the other. He's one of the few that are still out there. And this story came on and it blew me out of my chair.
You've drunk the Brian Williams Kool-Aid, Super Don, because he's a master hypnotist. He is.
Shush.
No, it's true. He is. Have you read anything John Rappaport has written about Brian Williams? He's the master.
Okay.
He's good.
Fine. I like him. He has nice hair.
I like Brian Williams. He's got nice hair. Good one. Well, he's going to make sure that you get your statin drugs too, Super Don. No, I won't let him. Now, in terms of numbers, remember, all over the years of these statin drugs, they say cholesterol causes heart disease. It does not. We've got to, let's say, lower your numbers, particularly your LDL. Not necessarily. And, of course, the numbers are the way they've always roped people in with the rawhide theme. We lower the numbers, we capture more people. But evidently, they're not capturing enough of those people. So they needed to make a change here. And we've got some audio clips from the news stories here that are stunning. And it really, doctors who are cardiologists, by the way, the American Heart Association is a big, plays a big role in promoting this idea. Evidently, the numbers are just too darn complicated for doctors. Go ahead and run clip number one.
Up until now, cholesterol levels have largely dictated whether or not a patient is prescribed statins. But today's guidelines for preventing heart disease and stroke change that. Doctors will now tailor treatment to individual patients, taking into consideration multiple factors.
Wait a second. They said the numbers are just, they're just too much. We're going to go with something else. Numbers, nah, that's too, we can't do that. We're going to individualize treatment, and we're going to take in multiple factors into consideration. Now tell me what doctor has time to do what she just said.
Well, it sounds complicated,
you know,
doesn't
think
it?
About it. Yeah, no, they're not making it simpler. But the thing is, even though I would understand and get behind the spirit of what her statement was, in actuality, it's not something that is actually going to happen in reality. It's just going to be the new way of saying more people need it. Now, if you think I'm joking, you can see some of these headlines to say what their target numbers are. But are these guidelines going to be harder or easier for doctors? Go ahead and run clip two.
I think doctors will naturally find these guidelines easy to use because the focus is not on the number. The focus is on the right intensity of therapy.
Well, wait a second.
What
could be easier than focusing? Right, yeah. What could be easier than focusing on the number? I mean, that's like fourth grade doctors could do that. Well, let's see, is your number higher or lower? That's pretty darn easy, really. But now they're talking about individualization of treatment, intensity of treatment. To me, it sounds more complicated. And the doctors are already practicing 3-2-1 minute medicine. They're going to take into account individualized issues here. I'm not thinking this is going to go
all
over too well.
So listen. To me, that sounds like a good idea. It seems to me that if we're going to each person as an individual, that's the way to do it, right?
Yeah, that's why I like the spirit of where this is going. But call me cynical or just call me an observer of medical practice. I just don't think this is going to go over the way they think it will, and this is not going to make it easier for doctors. In fact, doctors under Obamacare, should it ever succeed, may have 30 seconds to be able to deal with you, to talk with you. So what are we going to do with this? Is it going to be a moderate thing? Is it going to be an intense thing? Where do we go? Go ahead and run clip number three.
The recommendations include moderate or intensive statin therapy for patients who already have cardiovascular disease, those with bad cholesterol or LDL blood levels of 190 or higher, anyone between the ages of 40 and 75 with type 2 diabetes, and people with elevated risk of cardiovascular disease, determined by a newly developed risk calculator.
And everybody who is right-handed.
Yes, exactly. I'm getting a neck ache. My neck hurts from that. There's too much to consider. I'm only a medical doctor. What am I? You want me to look at all of that? I don't have time. They're too busy dealing with the paperwork, third-party insurers, and now Obamacare. Forget this noise. This ain't happening. But it's like Obamacare. This is just a pipe dream. It's not really individualized treatment. Right? We got to check the number. There's all these parameters. Is it intense? Is it moderate? Forget the numbers. Numbers were too hard. No, numbers were easy. And I think they screwed up on the PR here because it's making doctors look like idiots. Because honestly, think about that. It's like, well, the numbers were just, that was just too much, but we've got this. This is going to work better. Right? Really? And it doesn't even get to the heart of what is promised here. Individualized treatment. What do they mean by that? Is it really individualized? Run clip number four.
While treating patients on a highly individualized basis is important, some experts worry about relying too heavily on statins.
Even though the evidence shows us in many situations there's going to be short-term benefit to taking statin therapy, that in the long haul, it might actually inhibit us from adopting and embracing a heart-healthy lifestyle.
You think?
Well, I mean, doesn't this cater to those who would say, lifestyle change, eat organic, clean up my liver, or take a pill.
Yeah.
which one are most Americans going for, right? And, you know, this becomes, and I'm not into Darwin or Darwinism, but this becomes the self-inflicted Darwinian perspective. Because the people that are stupid enough to take statin drugs, and I'm calling you out, are the ones that are just basically doing themselves in. They're just contributing to their own demise, or maybe playing into Bill Gates' idea of global population reduction via cholesterol-lowering medication. Because I need to remind you that cholesterol is not the cause of heart disease. We've talked so extensively over the years about how cholesterol keeps you young and vital by being, you know, the focal point, fountain source for your hormones, your endocrine system, and of course your nervous system and your brain need these fats and cholesterol to maintain good proper function. And none of this is embraced with this. It's all about the benefit to what? What is the bottom line? Who gets the bottom line here? Run that clip number 5.
The bottom line is when you go to the doctor, it's going to be a different environment. Before, they'd pick your LDL, they'd match that to your risk factors, they would pick a magic number, and then they would titrate medications to go after that number. That's the part that's going to change. So when you go to the doctor, if you meet one of those four groups that Stephanie just mentioned, they'll just go right ahead and start you on a higher dose statin than they would have before, and you won't get it checked all the time. You'll still need your cholesterol, or you'll still need your blood checked to make sure that you're tolerating it, but you won't have that magic goal number that everybody used to have before to drive for.
You know why? Because the numbers weren't being reduced in the way that they said they would be. And people looking at those numbers going down in 1, 2, or 3 points are going, what the hell am I doing taking statin drugs? This stuff, I feel rotten on it. So what is the PR campaign? Here's the take-home message. They know statins suck. You should know statins suck. They're acknowledging it by not admitting it, but by saying, pay no attention to the numbers behind the curtain or in your blood. They mean nothing anymore. We just need to get everybody on it with multiple risk factors. We'll call it an individualization of treatment. What it really means is we get to use more statins on more people. 1/3 of all adults will fall into the statin net. The bottom line is the bottom line for Big Pharma and the FDA, the American Heart Association, and other crony capitalist, non-capitalist, non-free marketeers are going to poison you if you fall for their lies. But you won't hear that anywhere else in the mainstream media. That's why you're listening to what? The United States and World of Health Talk Radio. You know it. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. The place where we ask for no permission because it's not required. Healing is your birthright. And statins suck. Am I making myself clear? All right, now, the message, yes, thank you. The message now goes, speaking of crystals, we'll get to uric acid crystals in a little while, but the method now, we got to go to the madness of tweens and teens taking drugs. After this break, could it be your tweenager? We'll find out next.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. And we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You think it's just adults that are stupid about drugs? Well, I could be ticked off at the tweens and teens, but you ask yourself, where do they learn to take drugs? I think I was one of the first people in media used to be saying this way back in 99, 2000. I mean, where do people learn to take drugs? I learned it from you, Dad. I learned it from you, Mom. I mean, you listen, kids are smart. They watch, they observe, they see their parents take this stuff, and they go, oh, that's what I'm supposed to do. And we look at what's happened not only with stupid adults and stupid statins, but what about the teenagers and the tweenagers? And there's big news here, and we've got it linked up in the show notes at robertscadbell.com, blasting out everywhere, about the tweens now self-medicating. They're basically becoming their own doctors. It's like, well, I guess they figured out Obamacare's not going to work for them. Might as well learn to prescribe myself drugs. And this is rough, man. I've got a teenager, and I've got an 8-year-old. Now, raise your children up as you would have them live, because you live that way. It's going to play out differently. And now I realize kids are unique, individual. Everybody is. Unlike the individualization that is a crock from the story we just covered last segment. But kids do observe, and they learn from you, Mom and Dad. If you're popping a pill with every headache, they learn that, well, if I can't get a hold of the aspirin or the ibuprofen or the acetaminophen, then maybe I should go out into the street and find something to relieve my pain. Why should kids have headaches? They shouldn't. I was a kid that had headaches. I had pain. We used medicines. Now, I didn't self-medicate at the time. It wasn't so all-pervasive. But now it's getting really bad. There's a big story here. In fact, that confirms this. Super Don, am I reading this right? Teens and tweens are self-medicating?
Yeah, it's a big problem, and we're not talking about illicit drugs. We're talking about the types of drugs that you get over the counter, like Tylenol and ibuprofen for headaches and fevers and things of that nature. They're taking toxic amounts.
Yeah, and we got a bunch of clips here. I'm going to start with clip two in just a moment, because there's so much I want to cover here. But are the parents even... really aware of what's going on? I mean, that's the thing. It's one thing not to be aware that your kids are going out and having parties on the weekend, but right in your own home, your own medicine cabinet, stealing from your own purse. Go ahead and run that clip.
A lot of parents are probably thinking, this is not a problem for my children. They would never do this. But here's the deal. Research shows that by the time kids hit 10 or 11, most of them are already self-medicating, using drugs that they're finding in the bathroom cabinet or in your purse. And nobody is really talking about the risks until now.
Nobody's talking about the risks, really? You know, where's Dick Durbin on this? Dick the Turbin Durbin in Illinois, the senator that just never met a natural substance that he doesn't believe is going to kill you just because it looks at you from the shelf of a health food store. And we've got statins we talked about. We got over-the-counter drugs completely available to anybody to just grab and start taking. They're killing people, sending kids to the emergency room. And what numbers? There's this number five clip is amazing here. If you want to hear the numbers, it's staggering. Where is Dick Durbin when we talk about all of the kids that are checking into the ER for real as opposed to the garbage numbers that he can't even come up with for statin drugs? Go ahead and run that clip.
Each year, as many as 58,000 U.S. teens land in the ER after self-medicating, many of them overdosing on common drugs like acetaminophen and ibuprofen that can be toxic at high levels. And that's why the American Association of Poison Control Centers is teaming up with Scholastic to teach parents about the risks of over-the-counter drugs like pain meds, cold and cough treatments, even sleep aids.
So that sounds like, I don't know if that's a private-public partnership or that's a private organization. But, I mean, it's fine. I'm not against warning parents, teaching parents that stuff. But where's Dick Durbin? I mean, if 58,000 kids were checking into the ER because they were taking, milk thistle, which wouldn't be happening, of course, you think he'd be calling for congressional hearings? We got to ban it right now. But it's not a peep out of that pipsqueak, Durbin. Send Durbin home. Is anybody running against Durbin in Illinois? Please, please, take him out.
He's been around for a while.
And along with Henry the Whackman Waxman, that would be great, out of L.A. Here there might be somebody running against him. There's a number.
Oh, Robert. Hey, where did Robert go? He has disappeared. He has dropped. But listen, this is a serious story. And obviously, you know, the point that we're making here is that kids learn to take drugs by watching the parents take drugs. I got a headache. Take a pill. My stomach hurts. Take a pill. I can't sleep. Take a pill. And this is a problem. Kids are now finding addiction issues with over-the-counter drugs, with prescription drugs, and it is dwarfed out the illicit drug problem that we've dealt with for so many years. I mean, Nancy Reagan, just say no, right? Just say no. Well, how about just say no to teaching your kids and letting your kids learn by example that you take a pill for everything that you have a problem with? That's not what we talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Hopefully we'll have Robert back here after the break. But if you have any questions or comments, give us a call. The number today, 877-317-6432. We'll be right back after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that 68% of Americans say they are concerned about this country's new healthcare laws? Recent numbers are showing that men will be seeing an average increase of over 97% on their monthly premiums. Not only do these prices hurt our wallets, but they will inevitably compromise the entire system. Packed doctor's offices, co-pays that don't pay, synthetic drugs with endless side effects. It's time to stop paying doctors and hospitals and start avoiding them altogether. It's either pay now or pay later. Why not take your health into your own hands? If there was a way you could double your immune system for a few dollars a day, would you do it? Choose an affordable, all-natural, and highly effective solution to keep you and your family in a state of superior health. If you're looking for the best healthcare solution, come visit a website that actually works, betterwayhealth.com. Or if you prefer speaking to a real person about your health, call 1-800-746-7640. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com or call us today at 1-800-746-7640.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about Oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We'd like to play a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
What?
I don't think the FDA is all too happy about the things I have to say, but they never have been, but I'm not worried about them so much. I don't sell you anything. I'm just providing you information on which you can make better informed decisions, and I hope you embrace that and communicate to others similarly. For whom does the FDA work? That's the question of this segment. And by the way, Super Don, thanks for carrying me over, because as they're cutting off my signal, I'm going to go, what do I do? Super Don's got it covered, so ha 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 on you. FDA, you got backup plans.
We got that's what backup, I'm here so. For. But yeah, kind of weird how when you're talking about stuff like that, and all of a sudden it just disconnects, right?
Yeah, interesting. 866-939-2355. The numbers are working. Ty Bollinger is in the bullpen, getting ready to come out of the cage, and he's going to do his thing as we go outside the box on a lot of different topics, including the breast cancer linked to bras. Interesting stuff. Sid Singer's got a book about that. So we're going to talk about that among many other things. But here we have another question of what is the FDA doing, right? They're embracing and promoting the OTC drugs, the prescription drugs that are killing people at rates that are Holocaust level, you know, 784,000 Americans a year, that kind of thing. Or, as we see here, 58,000 Americans that are teenagers and tweens from over-the-counter drugs ending up in the ERs. Where do they, what do they work for? Are they protecting the people? Or are they protecting the drug companies from the people? This story comes from our friends at the Alliance for Natural Health, NH-USA.org, and they asked the question, for whom does the FDA work? 92% of back pain sufferers were relieved by a natural treatment, gout sufferers too, but the FDA banned it. Banned it. A natural substance they banned because why? It was killing people? No, it was killing nobody. It was relieving pain. It was non-toxic. Back pain and gout, and this botanical substance was banned. Why? Well, look at what was about to come out, a patented medicine that would do the same thing based on a synthetic analog of the same substance or similar to it. That is why they are playing a game on you and me, a very dangerous game, of denying you access to things that would help you in order to protect their buddies at the drug industry that they regulate in order that you can't access any relief except that which is approved by them. If anybody else doesn't think this is a criminal conspiracy, you can go elsewhere for your, let's say, go listen to Brian Williams for your hypnotic sessions. We found another hot button for Super Don. So anyway, what is this substance? I have known it as colchicum. Colchicum. Have you ever heard of that? It's a Latin name, colchicum. And it's a very nice botanical. I've used it for arthritis and gout for many years in my homeopathy. With other formulas or other that complement the colchicum. And it's saffron. We've taken the Latin into the English. You know how the Latin into the English. Oh, plus I'm me out on colchicum. Can you do that?
Yeah. No, you know, it kind of reminds me of you know, the Chevy Chase used to do that great bit where he would act like the microphone's cutting out. And that's what we're getting right now, Robert. Are you doing this on purpose?
Yeah.
You're trying to duck out early?
I swear. I please, no, don't jump out at me. I mean, we got Ty standing by, of course. But, no, I really want to get this information out. It's so important. Colchicum is an amazing medicine in homeopathy. Now, that's the good news here. The good news is that homeopathic remedies or medicines were grandfathered into the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act of 1939, right? Originally in 1938 it was introduced. This is something that you can still access, even though the dunderheads at the Fear and Death Administration are clamping down on your ability to access these natural treatments. You know, even doctors like Jonathan Wright were compounding and using this colchicum in a form that was intravenously introduced, colchicine, they said. And it's non-toxic, it can help, and yet they went after it because, again, there is a drug that doesn't want the competition, and the FDA is right there ready to rock and roll all over the people who would access it, the doctors who would use the natural form of it, so that they would basically protect the monopoly for this drug. So this is, you see the ANH website there, don't you, Super Don, just in case I bug out of this one. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this gets very detailed.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Are you there? Hey, this is fine.
I am, but just giving a moment to breathe.
Yeah, no, it's good. And, you know, they go on to talk about something that the FDA did back in 2006. And I remember when this happened. We were on the air. And they launched this new initiative. It was called the Unapproved Drugs Initiative. You remember that?
The Unapproved Drugs Initiative? I don't remember that. I do remember them attacking cherry farmers for acknowledging that cherry juice will reduce gout and arthritis.
Yeah, this was a new drug safety, because, you know, the FDA is so concerned about drug safety. Drug safety initiative to remove unapproved drugs from the market, okay? So this was just, it was, you know, listen, this is what the FDA does. They go after the unapproved, which means we have not put our stamp of approval on it because you have not spent $1 billion in testing, which is something that we have created, a bar that we have raised, a litmus test that we have put together here that will only allow the big pharmaceutical companies to be able to compete because, you know, the guys down here that have these drugs that can't be patented, that we can't make any money on, they can't afford $1 billion in testing in order to be able to qualify for our approval. So, you know, again... Right. You know, they put these things in there. 2006, they came out with this initiative where they could now go out and they could search and go after these drugs like this one what we're talking about and say, that's not approved. We haven't given our stamp of approval, so therefore that cannot be allowed on the market.
Yeah, and this monopoly for drugs, of course, only drives prices up. It basically stifles any innovation and the fact that people are being helped by this. And, of course, colchicum, along with Ruda, and we've got other remedies like rustoxicodendron in homeopathy. These things gather up the real cause of the pain, the gout, the arthritis. And they gather it up to be mobilized and brought to the liver, where if you are holistically inclined, you will not destroy the liver with a statin drug or something like acetaminophen for the pain, etc. You'll actually help the liver do basically evacuate, if you will, the toxic poisons and metabolic wastes. And uric acid is primary among these things. These uric acid crystals, very painful, also create the same scenario that causes inflammation of the lining of the arteries in the venous system, which is the reason they want you on statin drugs, despite the fact that cholesterol saves your life in such circumstances by patching and hopefully setting the stage for repair of the damage caused by the very same thing that causes gout and arthritis. Stunning. How idiotic, lunatic, and homicidal the FDA is on by preventing patients access to natural medicines like this.
And this one, I mean, it's just a perfect example. Now, you can still get it in a homeopathic, you know, version. But the one that was available back in 2006, I mean, if you want to see the detailed... path here that they went down in committing this crime of taking this off of the market and taking away something that people could have access to. In 2006, they came out with the initiative. Now, in 2007, this pharmaceutical company, URL Pharma, started testing this colchicum. They call it colchicine. I think is the other term.
It's a little bit of a derivative. It's not the purest form in the sense of how I would do it with all the cofactors, but I realize it's kind of a transition. It's an in-between scenario.
Gotcha. So in 2007, this pharmaceutical company starts testing the colchicine, trying to find and patent its own synthesized version, which is what these, you know, the pharmaceutical companies do. They find something natural. Hey, that works, but we can't make money off that, so we'll synthesize it so we can put a patent on it, and then we can make money. So 2007, they start testing that. In 2008, the FDA, as a result of the initiative that was put into place in 2006, permanently eliminates and bans colchicine in its injectable form and takes it off the market. Now, in 2009, a year later, the FDA puts a stamp of approval on this pharmaceutical company's synthesized version of colchicine to be used for gout. So it's just, I mean, there you go. There's all the evidence. In a period of just a few years, they found something that worked. They put in legislation, passed an initiative to ban it from the market, and at the same time approved a synthetic version by a pharmaceutical company. They took the free version, the natural version, off the market so the pharmaceutical company could come in and make their money. So the question is, as in the headline says, who does the FDA work for? If you use this as an example, and this is just one. This is one example of many that we've covered over the years of the fact that the FDA is taking the stuff off the market that you have free access to and approving the pharmaceutical companies, their versions of it, because... That's where the bottom line is, the bottom dollar. That's the economy part of it, right?
Well said, Super Don. In fact, there are many cases, including, remember the attack on ear candles over the last couple of years?
Yeah, absolutely.
It it turns out they were attacking them because people were using them successfully for ear infections, and there was a vaccine that they wanted to market, monopoly marketplace, for the very same issue. So they had to attack all potential competition to the vaccine that was going to be rolled out for that purpose.
Well, and let's look at something like ephedra. That gets under your skin, you know, when you talk about what happened with ephedra, right?
The same scenario, exactly. They attacked it even though people were not dying from it, except though I think less than three, maybe two or one, that abused it and had other health problems, even dehydration issues. And they pulled it from the market, but they allowed the synthetic variety that was patented and had a monopoly on it still right. allowed on the market. Turns out they're using that to make crystal meth.
Yeah, pseudoephedrine, that's okay. But ephedra, oh no, that's bad. And who was it that had a problem with ephedra? That was a Durbin thing, wasn't it?
That was another Dick the Turban Durbin.
That's right.
Doing his nasty all over the dietary supplement industry.
Doing the nasty?
That's what Durbin does. He does the nasty.
Oh.
All right. Well, if the FDA doesn't take me off the air over the break, I'll be back, and we're going to take on Web Moment of Duh. We're not going to have a moment of duh. It's WebMD, but they're filled with duh. Anyway, what do they have to do with Obamacare? Trying to see that it succeeds. How does Kathleen Sebelius fit into this? And then we'll go outside the box with Ty Bollinger. Very excited to have him on, of course, each and every week here on Wednesdays. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show on naturalnewsradio.com and GCN. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Yeah, grooving. Grooving today. No matter what the FDA throws at us, we'll still be grooving. The Robert Scott Bell Show. Yeah. Super Donna now. Tom's on the phones. If you want to call him, 877-317-6432. Or the number, we got it working again, the one you know, 866-939-2355. Ty Bollinger will join us soon. I'll see a lot of my listeners down there in Sarasota. Sarasota, Florida, on Saturday for Richard's Whole Food Emporium at Robarts Arena in Sarasota. Looking forward to that, a whole day event. We'll be lecturing midday. And then back in Eustis, Florida, on the 22nd, next Friday evening, a healthy date night out and a birthday party for my wife. So come on down. We'll look forward to seeing you there. And, of course, not invited, anybody from WebMD. No, you can't come. What's the deal with WebMD? Listen, they're a propaganda tool in so many ways. They occasionally throw out a bone where we'll go, hey, look at that, look what they did. But most of the time we call them Web Moment of Dub because they point out the patently obvious. But the PR push to make Obamacare acceptable, little bit of secrecy going on. WebMD's been doing a lot, and they haven't been telling you truthfully why they're doing it. Because let's face it, who in their right mind, knowing what has happened with Obamacare, can go today, this very day, going, yes, Obamacare, yes, we gotta, you know, who would do that? And yet, WebMD does it. Why? There has to be something else behind this. And we, in fact, have a news report about what is going on. And Kathleen Sebelius, not gonna like it, but she's busted. Well, you know, we should have played the busted theme song, but
yeah, oh, that would work.
We can remember that later. All right. Well, go ahead and run clip one.
In a press release sent out by the Department of Health and Human Services, Secretary Kathleen Sebelius praised WebMD for the launch of the company's new online portal to help customers navigate the healthcare law. She said educational resources like those provided by WebMD are instrumental in transforming legislation into actions that will improve the quality of healthcare for millions of people across our nation.
I don't know who that announcer was, but it sounded like it was one of the tweens on drugs. On the OTC drugs.
See, that, this oh, is, this no, is no, one, no. one of the people from the Washington Times doing their own report.
Okay. But, I mean, I like the Washington Times. Not meaning to pick on her, but I think they got to get somebody that understands the fluidity of voice in that. You hear that and you're like, God, scratching the chalkboard. No, don't do it.
Yeah.
But she's right about what she's right about. Sebelius wasn't upfront about that. We're so glad WebMD is praising us. Never mind. you paid them.
Well,
right?
And listen, like it's a little bit disingenuous. It's a little bit disingenuous when you come out there as Kathleen Sebelius and you say something like, you know, WebMD is just, it's a great educational source. You know, it's almost implying like you are heaping praise onto some third party, you know, individual entity that is just a great thing, and we're praising them how great they do their work and how they're educating people and giving people good information. But as it turns out, I mean, really,
what she
was doing is she was praising herself for the most part, wasn't she?
Right. Yeah. Well, what was she leaving out? Clip two explains it all right now.
But Mrs. Sebelius happened to leave out that WebMD was receiving millions of dollars as a federal contractor to help put word out to doctors about Obamacare.
Whoops. Why is it that we can't get in on that? Why can't they get, I mean, just a few bucks, we'll go, yay, Obamacare, hooray, and everybody will, you know, cheer and know something's up. And then we'll say, well, look, that message was sponsored by Kathleen Sebelius and your money indirectly as a taxpayer.
You know,
that's how
Robert,
WebMD is playing it.
This would be like, imagine if we created like a website, you know, and we called it, you know, Acme, whatever, okay? And on the website we put on there, the Robert Scott Bell Show is the most awesome show in the world, and everything about the show is great, and Robert is the king, you know, the king of the world, and like that. And then we came on the air and said, hey, go check out Acme. They say such great things about us and how we're doing such a great job. But in reality, we were creating the website ourselves, and this is basically what it is Sebelius did.
Wait a second. Are you saying I'm not king of the world?
Well, according to Acme, the Acme website, you are, right?
Yeah, exactly. Hooray! We've got it. This is the game being played on all of you. Withdraw.
It's like mailing yourself a birthday card, right?
Right. Withdraw
your
consent. Hey, by the way. Tomorrow, we're going to withdraw consent some more because we got Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center scheduled to talk about nullifying the NSA. That is going to be interesting.
Nice.
But I'm telling you that we could, you know, gripe and scream and moan and complain, and there are certainly reasons to do that. But more efficiently, ultimately, once we wake up and go, wait, this stuff ain't working, do you keep funding it? Do you keep saying, I can fix it, I can fix it? Or do you go, no, it's broken. There ain't nobody bringing this patient back. And if so, then your rightful remedy is to withdraw your energy, support, and consent, and money, etc., and start putting it into something that does work. And that is you, your body, your connection to creation, and applying all of that rather than embracing the statin drugs of the doctors that say it's too complicated to do a number while they kill your liver. Not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where we remind you that the power to heal is yours. And Ty is coming up next.
The Robert Scott, the Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Since the dawn of the processed food industry, you have been fed a lie. Food labels are not designed to inform you, but to hide things from you. This coming January, Natural News will reveal a groundbreaking discovery that will reshape the food industry forever. January 7, 2014. NaturalNews.com. Because the truth cannot be kept secret any longer.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.